USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
I believe there's nothing in the world that can defeat the United States Air Force. Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, who was at Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska Friday, says that includes Mother Nature.
STRATCOM was in the middle of an exercise as the waters rose. They didn't miss a beat. There was no mission that didn't keep going here at Offutt Air Force Base. And that says something about this base.
A third of the base was covered in floodwaters this past week during Nebraska's all-time worst disaster in the history of that state. Democrats in Congress are demanding to see the entire Mueller report now that it's been released to Attorney General William Barr. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons tells CNN.
I'm expecting this weekend, given the Attorney General's letter, that Congress will get notified of the principal conclusions of the report. And then I hope as soon as next week that we'll be seeing the vast majority of the report with only minor redactions.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why we offer tools to give you a deeper sense of the people behind the paper, like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra-soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA. When you click on the Giza Dream Sheet Special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
The last remaining ISIS stronghold in Syria has been liberated. That according to the Syrian Democratic Forces, who were backed by U.S., British, and French vessel forces. In the weeks of combat, the Syrian forces raised a yellow flag atop a building in Baghouz as they celebrated the victory over ISIS. A majority of Democratic state senators in New York are on board with bringing solitary confinement to an end in their state. Advocates applauded lawmakers Friday for rallying behind a bill that would bar jails from punishing prisoners by locking them away on their own for extended periods of time. A Pittsburgh jury has acquitted former police officer Michael Rosefeld in the shooting death of 17-year-old African-American Antoine Rose II. Protests erupted outside the courthouse. Attorney for the victim's family, Esley Merritt, says they are disappointed.
Antoine Rose was shot in his back, which killed him. And on behalf of the Rose family, on behalf of the African-American community and lovers of justice, we say it's not okay. Obviously, something has to change.
This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Heavy flooding in Iowa has residents along the Mississippi River concerned about rising water levels. The result has been lots of sandbags being distributed. This resident says it's all part of living near the water.
We've pretty much been through quite a few floods up here. We've been through tornadoes, and you know, the city and all the residents all get together and help each other out.
Experts from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say nearly two-thirds of the lower 48 states have potential to face an elevated risk for flooding through May. That's according to their spring outlook. Major to moderate flooding is expected in 25 of those states. Areas in the upper Mississippi and Red River of the North Basins received rain and snow up to 200% above normal. Experts say the greatest flooding risk could be seen in the upper, middle, and lower Mississippi River basins, including the main stem Mississippi River and Tennessee River basins. The combination of lower mortgage rates, more inventory, rising income, and higher consumer confidence has created a surge in home sales last month of 11.8%. More from John Clements.
The report from the National Association of Realtors included single-family homes, townhouses, condominiums, and co-ops to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $5.51 million last month. The median existing home price for all housing types was up 3.6% last month to $249,500. Officials at the National Association of Realtors said home buyers are returning to the market this spring, a prime time to purchase new homes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.